Okay, we're all set.
Okay, I'd like to call a meeting to order. It is 7:04, Thursday, June 24, 2021. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
And the Republic
which stands one nation, under God. Indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
All right, thank you very much, Mark. Can I get the roll call, please?
Sure. Ms. DeGennaro.
Excused.
Ms. Dugato.
Present.
Ms. Vidomsky.
Here.
Mr. Joseph DiMartino.
Here.
Mrs. Kurtica.
Here.
Mr. Sill.
Here.
Mr. Jim DiMartino.
Hughes.
Mr. Hyder.
Here.
Mr. Sampson.
Present. And Mr. Garfalo, I just think for the record should reflect that although Mr. Sill zoom in, he is not here. He's enjoying his time on the Cape.
All right.
Zoom, see?
Thank you. We got a quorum. So noted. Number four edition. Go ahead, Mark.
No, you have a quorum. You said it. Thank you.
Yes. Number four, additions, deletions, correction, adoption of the agenda.
One addition, 8.1, request to utilize the Derby Green by the state legislative delegation. I believe that's Saturday, right, Mark?
Yes, the letter was, the email that was sent today. That's on Saturday, June 26th at 9. The event starts at 9:30, but they requested 9 to 12 to set up and break down.
What is that for? The state
legislative delegation, Senator Cabrera, Representative Rochelle, Representative Claire DeDietria, and Representative Wielander want to have a end of session wrap-up for people to come and hear about the end of session stuff.
All right. I'm just going to give you a little heads up on this, and we'll touch on it. That the Second Congregational Church is getting their steeple put on Saturday. So there's going to be a crane over there. There's going to be some of the spots are going to be blocked off and everything in front of their church, but they're getting their new steeple put in. That was taken off in the 1985 Gloria hurricane. So might be a little tight, but we just have to let them know about that. All right. Any other additions, deletions? All right. Hearing none, do I have a motion to accept?
I'll move.
Second, Charlie.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? So carried. Number five, public portion. Anyone from the public would like to speak on the agenda?
Mr. Mayor, Joe DiMartino, 8.5 Talmadge Street. President of the Board of Aldermen, Alderwoman. I would like to address item 9.1 on the agenda tonight regarding the proposed regional senior center. I want the record of this meeting to be clear about my view on this matter. The public should know that the first time the members of the Board of Aldermen, Alderwoman, received any written documentation on this matter was yesterday. We understand that there is a lot of frustration on the part of our senior citizens due to the lack of information. We share that concern and want them to know that we are here to represent the citizens of Derby and will do that in a deliberate and transparent way. When we asked for a meeting to discuss this matter, we expected that we would be consulted on the scheduling, type of meeting, location, and format of the meeting. We weren't. We want to hear all the concerns of the users of the senior center and be sure that their voices are heard. We will not tolerate the senior citizens being pushed by elected officials or staff on any matter. I will work with the board and the administration to schedule a duly noticed public meeting in Derby or via Zoom for safe access so that we may have a full airing of all the issues, questions, concerns about this proposal. We will listen to all sides of the issue before making a decision that is in the best interest of the city of Derby and its residents. We do not take this matter lightly and regret that we did not receive any written documentation until yesterday afternoon. We will take our time to consider this in a thoughtful manner and look forward to hearing the concerns of Derby residents on this matter. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else from the public like to speak?
This is Sarah. I have a statement from regarding item 9.2 from Barbara DeGennaro, First Ward Alderwoman, 51 Paugasset Road. It reads, as to the possibility of a joint senior center with Ansonia, my first concern is where is the city getting the money to do this now and in the future? My second concern is that I request this board to consider an alternative site, such as possibly using the Inopiac property on Sodom Lane, which has restricted uses and costs associated for renovation. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else from the public like to speak? Mark, do you have a letter?
Yeah, I have two letters, Mayor. If I was just one of the, I was muted. I was going to say it before.
Yep.
I'll read them both. The first one is to the members of the Derby Board of Aldermen and Alderwomen. I would like to express my opinion and concerns relating to the pending merger of the Derby and Ansonia Senior Centers. Although I would prefer our senior center to remain in Derby at another location, I understand the combined center would be in the best interest of both cities at this time. Therefore, I support one. However, I do have concerns that I would like to share with you. Location. Ideally, a senior center should be a freestanding, one-level building with ample parking spaces located in a non-congested area. Having a proposed senior center located on a busy street in a highly traveled area with a questionable amount of parking and being shared with a police department is not an ideal site. Cost. Paying Ansonia $300,000 upfront to renovate a building in which we have no equity should be revisited. Possible detriment. The name of the center would obviously change, and this, along with the current outsourcing of services to neighboring communities, plus the possibility of Derby schools joining with a nearby school system, can possibly cause us to lose our identity. Thank you for any consideration you may give to my comments. I commend you for the time and dedication you provide to the residents of our fine city, and trust you will be prudent in making a decision that will be in the best interest for our senior citizens. Sincerely, Shirley Erickson. This one is addressed to Mayor Zekin. Thank you for scheduling an open meeting on June 16th with Mayor Cassetti regarding the Ansonia Derby or Derby Ansonia Senior Center. Many people presented pertinent opinions and questions. There are some good reasons for a new center. I do not understand, nor do I agree with, Derby's contribution of $300,000 to the project in an Ansonia building. Since the Board of Aldermen has the power to approve the project, I also do not understand why no Derby aldermen or alderwomen were present. I am aware that one alderman had a graduation to attend and one alderman was out of state. Could it be possible that the remainder of the members were otherwise engaged in more important business? Each member of the board makes decisions that affect all of us in Derby, regardless of the ward from which he or she comes. Mayor Cassetti informed the audience that the project will be fulfilled. If the opinion of those present bears no weight, why take up your time and ours? I'm also aware that the Derby Public School District has issues. We must be able to count on aldermanic input to resolve both educational and financial concerns. I hope the Board of Aldermen will continue to support all of the citizens of Derby with regard to these major issues. I appreciate your time, concern, and support of the citizens of Derby. I commend you for taking on this responsibility. Sincerely, Joan C. Shaw.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else from the public like to speak?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Anello Malerba, 41 Lakeview Terrace. And I also like the picture. Thank you. I also want to speak in regards to the senior center. I just want to take a second to remind the board that when we're elected, when elected, you are called upon to represent and the needs and the will of the residents of the city of Derby, not the not politicians from another municipality. I would also like to respectfully ask that in the spirit of bipartisan transparency, that before any action is taken, that we have an information and discussion at a public session. That'll be all. Other than that, I hope everyone has a great 4th of July.
Thank you. Anybody else from the public like to speak?
Mr. Mayor, Andrew Batten, 501 Roosevelt Drive. Just to address the point that everyone else is addressing, since I happen to be at that meeting that we're speaking about, there were some valid concerns brought to the table at that point by both Ansonia and Derby seniors and residents. I will say the board, you know, was apprised of the meeting, and I think that the goal along was to have not only this one session in Ansonia, but certainly to have one in Derby as well to accommodate our members. But I will say it was very well attended by Derby folks. There were a lot of people there. There were a lot of great questions. And I think in the first instance, what it gave us was an idea of what the concerns are. Most of those revolved around security as it relates to elevator access from the general public who could potentially be headed to the police department for just general who could also stop off at the senior center. So those are some of the things that I would hope that we would start to consider and discuss. And I know Attorney Baturla is here tonight to help us represent Derby's interests versus Ansonia's interests, which are clearly going to be represented by Attorney Marini. And, you know, I couldn't agree more with everybody's sentiment that we should do another one of those and definitely do it in Derby. But the fact that we did have that, we did have a public forum for people to come out and express themselves, I think was a great thing and a great step in the right direction, in the first direction. So look forward to continuing the discussion. Thank you.
Thank you. And also, I was amiss, Andrew lost his great aunt at 102 years old. Her funeral was today. It was Nancy, last name for Dawn. Yeah, so our condolences, and 102 years young that she lived to. And Shadow says condolences to Shadow. Sorry. So our condolences there, Drew, to you and your family. Anybody else from the public would like to speak?
Yes, Mayor. Tom Linetti, Sunset Drive, Derby.
Yes, sir.
I think what you're doing is a great asset in the city of Derby, because that seniors that center we have now is like 3 or 4 floors, and elevators don't work, and it's a really a crazy setup for a senior. To merge with Ansonia, I think, is a great idea. I don't know any of the details, but the merger, to me, sounds fantastic. The seniors need a new place, a good place, and I think that you and Mayor Cassetti are doing a good job for our seniors. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else from the public would like to speak?
If I may, Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Carmen DeCenzo, 1780 Drive, Derby. Did not attend the meeting about the seniors, but I'm just wondering if the board or anybody has petitioned the seniors themselves. I mean, you know, we should be asking the seniors if they want to go. If the seniors want to go, we go. The seniors don't want to go, then maybe you got to take another thought. But I think we should talk to the seniors. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else from the public like to speak?
Mr. Mayor.
Who is that?
Mark Garfalo. Yep. Mark Garfalo again. Just received another communication here that just came in during the meeting. Somebody that could... wanted this read into the record as well.
Okay.
As someone who is a former employee of the senior center, I feel the need for a joint center. However, I feel that it's in the best interest for all the citizens to combine both efforts in help of the future of a combined center grow. And that's from former employee of the senior center, Daniel Sexton.
Anybody else from the public like to speak? Anybody else from the public like to speak? Third and last call. Thank you very much. Public portion is closed. Number six, Blight Committee. 6.1, add 57 Bellevue Drive to the Blight List. Move to add 57 Bellevue Drive to the Blight List. Have a motion.
Don't move.
Second.
Second, Charlie.
Okay, any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Seven, Community Relations Committee. 7.1, Suicide Awareness Initiative. Move to authorize the posting of suicide awareness signs at the following locations: Derby Shelton Bridge, Derby Train Station, Railroad Trestle, behind Derby Sewage Treatment Plant.
I'll make a motion. This was brought up at our community relations, and it's a very good thing. The state would put them up, and they're like a 1x2 sign, so I'll make that motion.
And I'll second the motion, Camille Kurtica.
Discussion. The only thing I'm saying is, like, Derby Shelton Bridge would probably be, Ron, put up during that construction.
And then, that we look at. I'll talk to Mr. Sacky about that. Yes, thank you.
And then the railroad trestle behind the sewage treatment plant. So is that the Housatonic Rail going from Derby to Shelton, that one?
Yeah, because there's been a lot of problems through the years there.
Okay. And the state is going to put that up?
Yeah, yeah.
We got pictures of it's the condition of that bridge is very bad. I don't want to see any of our public works go out there because there's holes.
This would be the state, and it's a pertinent location for this. Okay. They studied it, and I'll make John aware of that. Thank you.
Thank you. Any discussion?
Mr. Mayor, Charlie Sampson, just if I could, I'm in full support of this, and I applaud Mr. Sacky for moving this forward. I would just ask, as somebody who has lost three colleagues in Waterbury and one in Westport, that as this phenomenon rises and we have to deal with it, that the city petition the New Haven Valley Health Department for more assistance in this field, and not only signs, but any other programs that they might be running to assist those residents in the city of Derby that may have a need for them. Thank you.
Thank you. Any more discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? So carried. Number eight, acceptance of fireworks donations. Move to accept the donations of 2021 fireworks presentation. Did everybody get a copy of the list of the donors?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mr. Mayor, so moved. Charlie Sampson.
All right, second.
Second, Rob.
Discussion. I'd like to say right now we have 29 donors. We started a surplus from the year before of $2,349.96. We currently raised $10,600. There's a list of all the donors are there. I want to make a note that 27% of the 29 donors actually did work for the city of Derby, and 73% are regular McDonald's, Griffin Hospital, in regular businesses that really want to contribute to Derby that help the residents so they don't have to pay for it. So currently, we in total account, we have $12,949.96. I predict a couple more checks coming in within the next week or so. So I just wanted to give you a little heads up on all that after the last comment that we had in the last meeting on accepting donations. So. Any more discussion?
Mr. Mayor, do we also have money set aside by the tax board for this or no?
No, that was for the last 3 years that we did it. I think it was $1 in the account.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure, Ron. We did such a great job of getting donations that we were able to help the citizens out.
Okay, thanks.
Any other discussion? And the only thing, if we could amend it, that we got 10,600 donations. If we get anything in for the next week, if we can add it and consider it an acceptance from the Board of Aldermen, or do you want to hold that money and bring it into the next meeting? I don't know what's proper or what are you guys thinking we should do on that?
Wait for the new finance director, see if we get any new ideas.
Okay.
He'll be here July 6th.
Okay, so we'll accept this if you agree on it. And then any new monies come in for the next meeting, we'll bring those names up and let you know who they are so you guys can accept that money too.
Very good.
Okay. Excellent. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? So carried. Thank you. I think the residents thank you too. 8.1, give the state legislative delegation access to the city green this Saturday. Have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second, Ron.
Discussion, just what time and what is it, 9:30 to
11 from Mr. Mayor, if you want, I'll read the motion.
Okay.
The proposed motion would be to move to approve the request of the Derby State Legislative Delegation to utilize the Derby Green for a legislative session recap from 9 a.m. to 12 noon on Saturday, June 26, 2021. And just the flyer is attached also. The event itself is starting at 9:30, but again, they wanted a little time to set up and they don't anticipate going to noon.
Okay. All right, we have a motion in a second.
Yep.
Yeah, we're good.
Just a discussion. Like I said, the Second Congregational Church is putting their steeple up. I don't anticipate anything on Elizabeth Street. The sidewalk will be blocked off for them. They will have construction vehicles in front of the church. There's going to be nothing going on Elizabeth Street. The crane will be in the parking lot at the courthouse. They should be able to handle everything and put that steeple up. Like I said, it was taken down. Hurricane Gloria took it down in 1985. So it's been 36 years since it's been down. They are very excited to get that up. So if you can just let them know there's going to be activity out across the street from that. And that's all I have to say about that.
Yes, sir.
Any more discussion on this? Okay, hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? So carried. Number 9, motion to go into executive session.
Who are we inviting?
We're going to invite Drew. Drew, who do we got to come in there? Drew.
Attorney Bertura.
Drew.
Attorney Marino. Do we need you for anything, Vin, on anything tonight?
Just a farewell and good night. I don't think.
I'm sorry. And if I may, I don't think you want me in the executive session on the first item. You want me on 9.2.
That is correct. We'll leave you in the way. Grab it.
Why don't we swap them? Why don't we just invite them in first, get them done, and get them out?
Sounds good.
Yeah, let's do that.
Excellent.
I'll hold you up. Right.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Take care.
Ron's got to go get lobster anyhow. So
yeah, right.
We didn't get a motion yet.
You have a motion to go in and switch the items.
Don't move.
Second, Charlie.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, so carried. Mark, can you get us into?
Sure. So the time is 7:27. I'm going to pause the tape, anybody that is not participating will be placed in the waiting room, and when we're done with the executive session, we will put you back into the waiting room.
I'm free all day.
Okay, yeah, if I remember, I'll text you.
All right.
The record should reflect that it is 7:59 p.m., and the board will be coming out of executive session, and everybody's been let back in from the waiting room.
Okay. Have a motion to go back in the regular session.
So moved.
Joe, second?
Second.
All right. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Number 10, regular session. Action from executive session. No action items at this meeting. All right. Number 11.
Motion to adjourn at 8 o'clock.
Nice quick meeting. Thank you, everyone. Second?
I'll second it.
Everybody have a good time. Ron, enjoy your lobster. Stay safe.
I will.
Okay.
Everybody take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay.